Module 2, Introduction to Attention Management. Every company and every manager wants to increase productivity. Constant access to information and the expectations to do more with less is overwhelming the workforce. People are easily distracted at work. Attention management allows managers and employees to increase their productivity as well as their personal job satisfaction. What is attention management? Attention management increases the ability to focus attention and can be done at the individual and organizational level. Managers are encouraged to deal with their own attention problems before trying to influence employees in their organization. In order to understand attention management, people must be aware of where they focus most of their attention. Most experts divide attention into four areas or zones. While the names change, the ideas are all the same. Four areas of attention. Intentional. When working intentionally, people plan strategically and prioritize their activities. Responsive. In this area, people are responding to the world around them. They spend more time putting out fires than working intentionally. Interrupted. People spend too much time answering messages and handling situations that interrupt their work. Unproductive. This occurs when people waste time at work. Unless you're taking a scheduled break, checking Facebook and chatting is unproductive. Stop thinking and pay attention. The advice, stop thinking, may seem counterintuitive to attention management. Many people, however, are overthinking everything and focused on the wrong ideas. When we constantly think, we do not pay attention to what is really going on around us. Our feelings control how and what we think. If we think that something is boring, bad, or a waste of time, we tend to give it less attention. For example, people are less likely to pay attention during a meeting if they believe it will not be productive. The ability to pay attention allows people to better connect with the world around them, better process their emotions, and organize the way they process cognitively. What is Muxin? Muxin is a Chinese term that loosely translates to no mind. The concept is used in training for different martial arts. A better way to understand Muxin might be to call it pure mind. Muxin requires people to reach an absence of conscious thought and emotion, which better enables individuals to focus on a task. Meditation is used to reach Muxin and, as a result, better intuitive skills. What is Xinyi, heart-minded? Xinyi is a century-old martial arts used in China. While the fighting technique may not be helpful when handling situations at the office, the strategies linking the mind and body are useful. Xinyi involves the ideas of six harmonies that also appear in Kung Fu and other martial arts. The three internal harmonies connect the mind with will, energy, and power. Internal harmonies. Xin and Yi connects the mind, Xin with the heart or will, Yi. Number 2, Yi and Qi, connects the will, Yi, with natural energy, Qi. Number 3, Qi and Li, connects energy, Qi, with power, Li. Reaching the internal harmonies is usually done through moving meditation that links the mind and body. Case study. Jesse worked in a company where his manager didn't really seem to care about what was going on. Jesse tried to live with the idea that the company's value and stocks were decreasing because of the manager. He thought of his manager as a lost cause and believed that there was nothing which could be done in order to get the manager on the right track. Jesse realized that his manager just didn't pay attention. He decided to meet the manager and give him some friendly advice on what attention management is and what could be done to improve it. Jesse introduced his manager to the terms Muxin and Xinyi. The company was soon making a comeback as the manager was open to the ideas and learned more tips from Jesse.